We sat down the other day with the biggest movie star in the world. Even if you have never heard of Shah Rukh Khan, a billion people in India have. He is the biggest draw in the outrageously oversized films that come from Bollywood. Indian movies made in Bombay play across South Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and beyond. More people around the world watch Shah Rukh Khan than Meryl Streep or Brad Pitt. He sings, he dances, he tries to get the girl.
Please leave me alone.
Okay, I don't mind. I mean, it's all right with me.
In this film, he tries, and initially fails, to pick up a young woman on a train as it rolls across Europe.
I hate girls.
That film is from 1995, and 15 years later, it is still playing in a cinema in Mumbai.
In India, the films are not looked upon just as entertainment. They're a way of life.
And Shah Rukh Khan has made them his life. At age 44, he owns a production company and is host of India's version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And he keeps starring in Bollywood productions, shown everywhere from distant Indian villages to multiplexes in New York.
People talk about Bollywood being very kitsch and just songs and dances and over the top and colorful. The idea is that you have to somewhere make a film which appeals to my 90-year-old grandmother and to the 9-year-old kid. So it's like a cabaret. Like, I have a couple of films written by American guys, and I bring them back to Mumbai, make them sit down, and then I turn them Indians. And I say, okay, here's the song. Here's the song. Yeah, and here's the mother. I say, but there's no mother in the film. I say, there has to be a mother in our film.
In movies that commonly last 3 hours, Shah Rukh Khan may howl his lines with his hair flying everywhere. He may dance on the roof of a moving train. In his latest production, which is being released in the United States, his character has Asperger's syndrome. After 9/11, this Muslim man is driven to constantly repeat a single explosive phrase.
My name is Khan, and I'm not a terrorist.
The movie is called My Name is Khan, and as the worldwide opening neared, Shah Rukh Khan came to New York City. He wore a black Nehru jacket with a white handkerchief in his pocket. He is a Muslim star in a mostly Hindu country.
What made you want to make a film that related to 9/11?
I've had the two reasons. One, I've always liked the concept of taking a real-life incident and then taking a fictional story in front of it, like Titanic. And somewhere we just felt that there is an aspect of Islam which needs to be addressed now. Otherwise, this demarcation, this divide will keep on increasing. So I just thought we should have a message about a film with humanity, just goodness.
In the movie, you introduce yourself and simply declare, "I'm not a terrorist." I have run across Muslims in my life who have felt obliged to say that in one circumstance or another. Do you feel in some way that you are speaking for perhaps many millions of Muslims?
Yes and no, because the line is actually very emotional. And, people who are autistic or have Asperger's have a compulsive behavior. If they take on to something, they just keep following it. And he just gets this line in his head and compulsively keeps telling people, "My name is Khan and I'm not a terrorist." And it's a more emotional thing that I'm not... See, we don't want to... The film is not about 9/11 or terrorism. It's a love story. And just the backdrop, an incident happens on television, as we all saw. And the butterfly effect of an incident like this, that, you know, two people who are actually completely unrelated to an incident somewhere in the world, and how their lives and their love changes or gets completely thwarted.
Soon after he finished filming My Name is Khan, India's biggest film star almost found himself thwarted. On a visit to the United States, he was detained and questioned for 2 hours at U.S. immigration. The incident made front page headlines across India.
I didn't react to it as vehemently as I think everyone else back home did, because I'm used to it. My name is Khan, really, and it kind of becomes on the security, and I'm sent to the other side, which is okay. I don't make a big issue out of it. As a matter of fact, the foreign minister in India said that, you know, we're also going to do the same to the Western world people when they come. So I said, give me the chance to frisk Angelina Jolie if she comes to India, please. I should be the first one to try this.
This movie seems a little different than many other films that you've made, because I think it's fair to describe many of your films as secular in character. Perhaps someone would presume that you're playing a Hindu character, but the main character's religion, your character's religion, is not central to the plot. Is it a risk at all to be making a movie where you are explicitly identified as a Muslim?
No, I don't think so. I think, yes, our films are very secular. Because, like I said, you know, they're mostly of the cabaret variety ones. People call it stereotype. I think it's a hero type. India has a lead actor always has a hero type. He's a hero. He flies and he jumps and he sings and he dances and does all the good things that you can imagine or fantasize about. But in this case, I think the film required us to take it a bit seriously. As far as the public is concerned, India is amazingly secular. Just to explain it to you, I'm a Muslim, but I am a leading star for the last 20 years. So, you know, if you just go by that, there is no issue ever, secular issues in our country. But yes, there are vested interests who will always bring that up to provoke people, which keeps on happening, I guess, everywhere.
There's another thing about this movie that may illustrate something about Indian cinema and something about India, in that your character comes to America. This is one of many films that you've been in, that other stars have been in, where it's kind of about Indians abroad. Why is that?
I have done a lot of films where the characters do come to America or London or to the Western part. See, Indian fantasies are very real. I say this to everyone. Our fantasies are about earning a good living, having maybe a car, not two, getting education for your kids. Our fantasies are not about getting the president of the country to sit in a rocket and go and break a meteor. Our fantasies are very real. As a matter of fact, everyone turns around and tells me, your films are so fantastic. And I find the Western cinema very fantastic. You know, you've got aliens and you've got things that we don't know about and we believe
them. 9-foot-tall blue creatures.
Yeah, blue creatures, and you have Batman and you have Superman. I remember the first time I was here, I think somebody was interviewing me in a hotel and they said, your films are such fantasies. And I'm like, we are fantasies? You know, our guys just want to sing and dance on the roads. Our guys just want to drive a big car. Our guys just want to come to America. You know, we don't want to go to Pandora. You know, and so it's like our films are very really fantastic. You know, they're achievable fantasies. So it's a big thing, you know, coming to the Western world. You have tall buildings, you have nice cars, you have big roads. So we just try to expose that in the Indian world.
It's a chance to travel to America for someone.
America is our Pandora.
Shah Rukh Khan, whose latest Bollywood epic is called My Name is Khan. It's opening worldwide this weekend, including the United States. Tere naina, tere naina, tere naina re. 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 Naino ki chaal hai, makhmali haal hai. नीची पलकों से बदले समां नैना शर्माए जो या के भर